The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Well, here on the Surrey Storm Podcast, we always enjoy speaking to Pam Cookie. She'd been speaking to me over on the netball show about the Netball Players Association, but I couldn't not ask her about the season, could I?
How good has it been? We've seen so many fabulous players, and I keep harping on about it, but the fact that we've been able to see all the games, whether it's live or whether it's on catch-up, I think has been phenomenal, because you get that interaction with players, you get to see the teams and how they link together, you get to see their stories, you get to see how they have grown over the season. Like, we're past the halfway point now and starting to have a glimpse of potentially what the finals and the latter parts of the season might be. But it's just such an experience that we've never had before.
Yeah.
And I think the players have been relishing it, the coaches have been relishing being put in those environments, and us as fans watching it, it's been great. And I think it's just helped netball so much, its profile, and we're living up to what we said we could achieve.
Has there been anybody that surprised you?
I will hold my hand up. I was Manchester Thunder, did give them a bit of grief at the start. I wasn't quite sure what they were doing with their team, but Karen Gregg, in terms of how she's developed that attacking end, she's made it work. She needed to make changes, she needed to do what she needed to do, and it's working for them. So I'll give her props for that. And then, you know, me and Team Bath are tight, and they're still sitting high on the top of the table, so looking forward to seeing if they can continue that run. And some great players in that squad, and if it can click on the right day, it can be theirs.
Yeah, they've done really well, haven't they? Especially Sophie and Kim up top.
Oh, it's been fabulous to watch that rotation in the circle. I love a good rotating circle. And the whole team are just kind of working really, really well for each other, and they just now need the attack and defence to click at the same time.
You know me, I have to ask you about Storm. You've worked alongside Mickey on comms as well, so that's been a nice change.
Oh, it's been different. Such a learning curve. But yeah, it's been really fun to do it, and with Mickey as well, really supportive, considering this is the first time I've ever done the lead comms side of things. So it's been fab to get so much support and guidance, and every day's a learning day, and with anything you can only improve. You've got to start somewhere. And I would have kicked myself if I'd said no when the opportunity came along. So I'm just hopeful that what we're putting out is informative and entertaining for the netball fans. So, it's been really good. And anyway, I can help and improve netball and how we show it and just the sport as a whole, I'm putting my hand up for it.
On court as well, Sophie Kelly has been a star.
Such a young gun, eh? But with no fear. And that's what I love about these young goal attacks coming through. They are just taking it on. Like, shooting is difficult. You've got so much pressure on your shoulders, I can tell you. But the fact that they're just stepping on the court, they're doing their thing, and they're learning each time they step on court as well, you can see the improvement. And I think as long as they just keep doing their thing, keep learning, keep analysing their game and the opposition and where they can make those changes, keep developing their skills, because after every time you play, the defence see you, and they'll figure out a way to combat that. So if you can constantly be changing it up a little bit, but while still keeping your own core, then you can only get better and you can only be class. And she's still so young. Just give her a couple of years. I think she can do good things.
Who else in Storm has maybe been one that you've thought, oh, well, yeah, she hasn't had a bad game? I mean, it's good in the sense that Emma McGee's come back, and despite being injured early on in the season, she seemed to make the difference at the weekend.
Yeah, she definitely has, and I think it's again one of those that she's been on the sideline, I say, because of that injury, but she's done all the hard prep to come back on. Another person, Storm, Alma Priest, the goalkeeper.
Yeah. Well, she made team of the week.
Fly. Exactly. So I just think she's not the tallest of players, but she's smart, and she really has worked on her timing to get those interceptions, but also have partnerships with whoever's working out in front of her at goal defence. So I have been impressed with her play.
This weekend, a lot of organisations are standing united, obviously, against the unnecessary abuse online. The importance of it?
I think it's so sad that we're having to do something like this to raise the awareness. It just shouldn't happen. Like, it's not big and it's not clever, and no one should feel that they're above anybody else, that they can make those comments. I always say I'm really lucky that I found throughout my career I've never experienced it, but that is not the case for others. And if this is a way that we can start to make that change and people be more aware so they can change their behaviours, then I'm all for it. And I'm glad that across the sports, across the organisation, something is being done.
We all need to get behind it just to highlight it.
Yeah, for sure. And like you say, we play netball because we love the game and we want to go out there and put on a performance and do the best that we can for ourselves, for our teammates, for our family and the fans. And we used to, those players now go out to do that. That is their job. That is what they're doing. Well, the personal abuse and the science, there's just no place for it. No place at all. And that has an effect on how people play the game. And that's not right.
I know you subscribe to the Netball Northern Ireland newsletter. The wonderful combination of Cookie Greenway and Dunn got a mention this week. Had you seen it?
I did see it. Thank you for the shout out. But Andy, you're doing so much for the sport from in the media side and getting the word out there. And the fact that the Greenway Cookie Dunn combination is still your favourite, I'm so happy. I have great memories from playing with them too. And they will always be in my heart. So, no, it's fun.
Part two of the season, second half.
Yes. I know we're not there yet, but I love a grand final. And so in the back of your mind, that's going to be the highlight of the season for me. On that day when the two best teams in the country, after such a grueling season, we've had the back-to-back headers, we've had 114 games would have been played with the 11 teams. It's been phenomenal. So the
you've
fact
done
that
your
those
prep.
Two teams
you've done
have made
prep.
It through that, I have done my prep. I've got two games this weekend. The fact that those two teams have done all that and then come together and they clash for 40 minutes, it's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Pamela, thank you so much for your time. And hopefully, with a bit of luck, we'll see you at the final in person.
I hope so. It'd be so good, wouldn't it? We had a glimpse of the seats at the Copper Box on the TV last weekend. Though no fans there yet, definitely everything's crossed and praying that come the finals, we'll be able to be there live and in person and feel and breathe it up close and personal.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.